For vacation food, it's fried dough and fudge, fast food and regional favorites. For the best vacation utensil, we turn to commentator Lenore Scanese.
Mom, said my son, poking through our cutlery drawer, where are the sporks? Sporks. It was like being stabbed through the heart with a three-tined plastic spoon. Sporks? In my home? Where does he think we live, Taco Bell? But no, to my son, sporks are just a normal part of life, like shoes that Velcro shut and yogurt you suck from a tube. Yeah, it looks just as attractive as it sounds. Anyway, you'll find these plastic spoon-fork hybrids in any school cafeteria. Spoon plus fork equals spork, or maybe it's Spock plus Mork equals spork. Either way, fast food lovers, jailed felons, and kids in public school spork on a daily basis. According to the Culinary Institute of America, the spork is the only true American utensil. It is our answer to flatware, just as the nugget is our answer to chicken cordon bleu. But however popular it is becoming, the spork's origins remain obscure. From the beginning, the spork got no respect, and historians agree why. It doesn't deserve any. Humans developed cutlery, and cutlery developed humans. Using ever more complex utensils, we developed as civilized beings. Once you could slice off a piece of mammoth, you didn't have to yank it out of someone else's paws. That's progress. After knives came even more civilizing spoons. Then, in the 1500s, Catherine de' Medici moved from Italy to France, bringing with her that newfangled fad, the fork. It caught on among royals, and pretty soon everyone who was anyone could eat without grabbing food by the fist. Abandoning forks and spoons because we've got the spork is like abandoning reading and writing because we've got video games. By promoting spork culture in prison and school, the very institutions where we are trying hardest to civilize the inhabitants, we are lurching backward.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.